Kisisa starts off with the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kisisa es Rosh Bnei Yisrael, when you want to take the cheshbon of the Bnei Yisrael, to take the census, lefkudehem, to know their number, how many Yidden are there? V'nosinu ish kofer nafshei l'Hashem b'fkodesam. And each person should give a kapara, an atonement for his soul to Hashem, when he will count them. Which means, every person shall give a machzis ha-shekel, in order that there shall not be a plague when the Yidden are counted. Because if you will count heads, that will bring about a magefa, a plague. Like we find in the time of David HaMelech, when he counted heads of the Bnei Yisrael, a plague happened and 70,000 people died. Therefore the pasuk is saying, do not count them by the heads, because that will bring a magefa, but rather let everybody give a machzis ha-shekel and count the shkolim, and that will be a kofer nafshoi, a kapara on each person's soul, because this way there won't be a magefa. Ze yitnu, this is what they should give. Whenever we find the lashon of ze, it means that we are pointing at something. Ze yitnu, this is what they should give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe a matbea shel esh, a coin of fire, and said, ze yitnu, this is what they should give. Kol ha'oivar al ha'pekudim, everybody who passed among the counted. When you count people, the things that are being counted are usually passed by the counter. Kol ha'oivar al ha'pekudim, everyone who will be among the counted, that will pass by the counter. Machzis ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh, shall give a half a shekel. B'shekel ha'kodesh, with the shkolim that are used for hegdish in other places, we find in Parshas B'chukosai, in two instances, shikle hegdish, shkolim that were paid to Hegdish. We find that if somebody was Magdish a Steachuza, a field in Eretz Yisrael, and now another person, or that person himself, wants to redeem this field from Hegdish, the Torah says that based on the size of the field, he will give a certain amount of Shkolim to Hegdish. We also find by Erechin, that if somebody says the worth of Pliny, the worth of so-and-so, shall be upon me to give to Hegdish, depending on the age of this person, and if he is a male or a female, the Torah sets up special amounts of money, of shkolim, to give to Hegdish based on that. So in these two instances, we find shkolim going to Hegdish. That's what the pasuk means, b'shekel ha-kodesh. Give a machzis ha-shekel, like the same shkolim that the Torah says in Parshas B'chukosai, that you give to Hegdish by Steachuza and by Erechin. How much are these shkolim? Esrim gera ha-shekel. Each shekel is equal to 20 gera, because a shekel is equal to 4 zuz, and every zuz is equal to 5 ma or 5 gera. Therefore, each shekel is 20 ma or 20 gera. Machzis ha-shekel truma l'Hashem. Half of this shekel you shall give a truma, a separation to Hashem. And that is what you will give, each person in Klal Yisrael should give, and this way you will count the Bnei Yisrael. Koil ha'over ha'lapakudim. Anybody who passes among the counted, mi ben esrim shana v'mala, from 20 and up, yitein trumas Hashem, shall give the separation to Hashem. The pasuk is saying that anybody under 20 was not counted. And we also learn from here that under the age of 20 did not go to the army. Because we really have an extra pasuk here. Koil ha'oivar ha'pekudim was already mentioned in the previous pasuk, pasuk Yud Gimel. Why does it say it again, koil ha'oivar ha'pekudim? Since we find that Elashim Pekudim is mentioned also by soldiers, Kol Pekudei Hechoyel, which is said in Sefer Bamidbar, so the Lashon of Pekudim can also refer to soldiers. And the Pasuk is teaching us that just like under 20 does not get counted, so too under the age of 20 does not go to the army. He'oshir lo yarbev hadal lo yamit b'machzis ha-shokel. A rich person shall not give more, and a poor person should not give less than the machzis ha-shekel. Obviously, the pasuk is not telling us that a rich person should not give two or three coins. Because if you give more than one coin, how can you count the Bnei Yisrael? The count would be wrong. The pasuk is telling you that even if the rich person gives one coin, he should not give a coin that was worth more than a machzis ha-shekel. And a poor person should not give less. Lasei says trumas Hashem, to give the separation to Hashem, l'chaper al nafshesechem, to atone for your souls. Rashi explains l'chaper al nafshesechem in two ways. The first pshat is similar to the way we said earlier on the words kofer nafshei, that since If the Bnei Yisrael were counted by heads, there would be a Magefa. Therefore, by giving a Machasis HaShekel, you are preventing the Magefa. And that is considered a Koifer Nafshei, or Lechaper Al Nafshei Seichem. The Shkolim that are counted are a Kapora, an atonement on your soul, that there won't be a Magefa. A second shot, Rashi says, is based on the fact that the Pesukim over here say the word Truma LaShem three times. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tesvav. The three trumais are referring to the three trumais that happened in the time that the Yidden were in the Midbar. Right after the Egel, after Yom Kippur, when Moshe came down from the mountain, Moshe commanded them to build a Mishkan. And he also counted Klal Yisrael at that point, and every person gave a Machsa Shekel. Those shkolim were used for the Adonim, the sockets that went under the Krushim, the walls of the Mishkan. About 6 to 7 months after that, Moshe counted Klal Yisrael a second time through the Machsa HaShekel. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was put up, was erected, and a month later, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, every person gave a Machsa HaShekel, and they counted Klal Yisrael, and those Shekolim were used for Karbonos, to purchase Karbonos for the Beis HaMikdash. And that was the second Truma. The third Truma was the Truma that every person gave whatever he wanted, whether it was gold, silver, copper, tcheles, v'agoma, v'sala, shoni, all the materials for the Mishkan. That was the third Truma. So concerning the second Truma that we just mentioned, that was used for the Karbonos, the Pasuk over here, Pasuk Tesvav, is saying, Lechaper al nafshesechem. That was a Trumas Hashem that atoned for your souls, because since Karbonos, Lechapora, heim bo'im, they come for atonement, therefore this Trumas Hashem, where the shkolim was used for the karbonos, was lechaper al nafshei seichem. That is the second shot in Rashi. Velokachto es kesef akipurim, and you shall take the money that was used for atonement, me'eis b'nei Yisrael, from the b'nei Yisrael. Venosato oisoi al avoidas oyel moed, and you shall place these coins, use these coins, for the avoida of the oyel moed to make the adonim. This pasuk is referring to the first truma where the machsa HaShekel was used for the adonim. Mahoyel of Bnei Yisrael is Ikarin Lefne Hashem. It will be for the Bnei Yisrael as a remembrance before Hashem, Lechaper al Nafshesechem, to atone for your souls. Because by looking at these Adonim, you will always remember that you did not count the Bnei Yisrael by counting heads, but rather by using Machzis HaShekel, and these Shkolim were used for the Adonim, and every time you see them, you will remember this. Let us go back now on the Rashis. So the Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis, Kisisa. Loshen Kabbalah, it is a Loshen of accepting, when you will accept the Cheshbon. Kitagumai, like Targum says, Arei Sekabel. Kishetachbois lekabel sechum min yonom, when you will want to be Mekabel, to accept their totals of their numbers, Lodas kamehem, to know how many they are, Al timanem legalgoylis. Do not count them by counting heads. Elegitnu kol echod machzis hashekel. Let each person give a half of a shekel. V'timna hashkolim, and you shall count the shkolim. V'teda minyonam, this way you will know their numbers. V'lo yivohem negev, in order that there shall not be a plague. Shaminyon sholet by ayin hara. By counting them, that causes an ayin hara to come upon Klal Yisrael. V'hadever bo alehim, and a plague comes upon them. K'mo shematzinu b'mei David, like we find in the time of David, that he counted heads, and there was a plague of 70,000 people who died. And the Mefarshim speak about, didn't David HaMelech learn the parsha, the psukim in parshas Kisisa, that say b'feresh, that one should not count heads, but rather shkolim? The Mizrahi learns that David made a mistake. He thought that only in the time of the Midbar were they mitzvah, were they commanded to give shkolim to be counted. Because over there, the shkolim were used for the adonim, to make the Mishkan. But in future generations, it was okay to count heads. And that was David HaMelech's mistake, and that's why he counted heads, and a dever, a plague came. Zeh yitnu. Rashi is bothered by the Lashon Zeh, this. Heraloi kimin marbeah shel eish. He showed Moshe a coin of fire, umishkola machz a shekel, and its weight was a half a shekel. Va'oymerloi, and he said, kizeh, like this, yitnu, they should give. Whenever we find a lashon of zeh, it means he is pointing to something. Here he was pointing to the matbea shel esh. We also find in Parshas Boy, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, on the Pasuk HaChodesh, hazeh lochem. What is the lashon of hazeh? Over there, Rashi explains that he pointed to the moon and said, "Kizeh re'evik adesh." This is the size of the moon. that is roy to be Mekadesh when you should be Mekadesh Levana. In Parashas Bala Yisra, we also find the Lashon of Zeh Maseh HaMenorah, where he showed him a menorah shel esh. Moshe did not understand how to make the menorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a menorah shel esh, and over there it says, V'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah. And also in Parashat B'shalach, by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Zeh keli vanveyu. The Yidden were pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Shivcha Shabayom Ma'ashalei Roh Yecheskel Ben Buzi. They were able to point to Hashem and say, Zeh keli vanveyu. Over here also, when the Pasuk says a lashon of Zeh Yitnu, because he pointed to the Matbeah Shel Esh and said, this is what you shall give. The Bali Musar all speak about what is the significance of the Matbeah Shel Esh. And I heard in the name of the Noyim Elimelech that he says that just like fire can be used for a positive thing and a negative thing, it can be used in order to cook, in order to heat a home. But it can also be used for destruction, to burn down a house, or to ruin something. So too, concerning money. Money can be used for very good things, for chesed, for tzedakah, but it can also be the root of all evil, the root of gaiva and kavod. And that is why the Torah is showing you matbeah shel esh, because the matbeah is very similar to the fire. The Kotzke learns that when a person gives tzedakah, he's supposed to give tzedakah with a bren and not with a krechs. And that's why the Torah is saying matbeah shel esh, it should be with a bren, just like a fire. And that, the Kotzke says, is the proper way of giving tzedakah. And Rashi continues, ho'iver al apakudim, all that pass by among the counted, derech ha'moinin, the way of counters, ma'virin es ha'nimnin zerach hazeh, they pass the things that are counted one after the other before them. V'chein, like the Pasuk says in Vayikra, kol ha'shuyava tachas ha'shovet. By Maisa Behemoth says, all that passed under the rod. V'chein, tavarna hatzoin al-yidei moina. Passed the sheep by the counter. So the counter stands in one place, and the things that are counted pass by him. Machs ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh. A half a shekel in shekel ha'kodesh. What does it mean, b'shekel ha'kodesh? The mishkel ha'shekel shekotzavti l'chol lishkel by shikle hegdish. According to the weight of the shekel that I set up for you to weigh, shikle hegdish. What are shikle hegdish? Kegoin. Shkolim ha'murim b'parashas erichin. Ustei achuza. The shkolim that were mentioned concerning erichin and stei achuza in parashas b'chukosai. Esrim gera ha'shokel. How much is a shekel? Achshav pirush l'chakamahu. Now the pasuk will tell you how much a shekel is. Gera loshin ma. A gera is another term of ma. V'chein yovoi l'shtach b'zloi laguras kesef v'kikar lochem. He will come to bow to him with aguras kesef, same word as gera, v'kikar lechem, and a loaf of bread. Esrim gera shekel. Shashekel hasholim dal zuzim. A shekel is worth 4 zuzim. Vazuz mitchilasoi chamesh mois. Originally, each zuz was equal to 5 ma. So that would come out, if every shekel is 4 zuz, and a zuz is 5 ma, every shekel is 20 ma, or 20 gera. Elabohu voisifu olav shtus. They added 1/6 to the shekel. Vehelu l'sheish ma. And they made each zuz, instead of being worth 5 ma, the zuz was now worth 6 ma. And if a shekel is equal to 4 zuz, so instead of 20 gera to a shekel, it would come out to 24 gera to a shekel. 1/6 more, because they added a shtus, a sixth, to the worth of a shekel, to the worth of a zuz. Umachsa shekel hazeh, and half of this shekel that we just said, that was 20 gera to a shekel, shamarti lecha, that I said to you, yitnu truma lashem, you should give a truma to Hashem. Biben Esrim Shono Vamolo, from 20 and up. Mimetcha Khan, the Pasuk is teaching you over here. Shein Pachos Miben Esrim Yoytei Latzova. Under the age of 20 does not go to the army. And that we see from the Pasuk called Ha'oiver Al HaPekudim. Since the Lashon of Pekudim can mean soldiers, Pekudei Hechoil. So the Pasuk is saying, under 20 does not go to the army. V'nimne Bichlal Anoshim. And under 20 is not counted in the Klal of Anoshim. And that's why they don't give a Machsa Shekel. L'chaper al nafshei seichem, to atone for your soul. And Rashi brings down two pshat. Shelotinakvu al yidei minyan. One pshat is that they should not be plagued by counting heads, al yidei minyan, by counting just gulgailas, but rather give a machsa shekel, and that will be a kapara for your soul. Davar acher l'chaper al nafshei seichem, l'fi sheramaz lehem kan gimel trumois, since it is hinting over here, three trumois, shenichtav kan trumas Hashem gimel pomim, the word trumas Hashem. is written three times. Achas Trumas Adonim. The first one was the Truma that was used for the Adonim. Shemon on Kishis Chilu Binadavas HaMishkan. He counted them when they started donating for the Mishkan. V'nosu Kol Echad V'Echad Machzah Shekel. And each person gave a half of a shekel. The Ololam As Kikar. And that came out to 100 Kikar. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk in Pikudei. V'Kesef Pikudei Eho Edo. Ma'as Kikar. And the Kesef of the counting of the Edo was 100 Kikar. U'mehem Nas HaHadonim. And from them, they made the sockets for the Mishkan. Shenema Vahim Ma'as HaKikar. Lotzekes was used to pour the Adonim. And the second counting was also through counting Machsa Shekel. Shamonon Mishuhukma Mishkan. He counted them after the Mishkan was put up. And that is the minyan that is said in the beginning of Chumash HaPekudim, Sefer Bamidbar. On the first of the second month, Bashana Hashenis in the second year, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, V'nosu kol echad machzah shekel, and each person gave a half of a shekel. V'hein liknos ben karbonos sibur, shakol shana v'shana, and that was used to purchase the karbonos sibur of every year. V'hushvu bohem aniyim v'ashirim, and wealthy and poor people were equal in giving a machzah shekel. V'al oisei truma, concerning that truma, nemar, this pasuk says, l'chaper al nafshei seichem, it will be an atonement for your soul. Sheha karbonos l'chaporahim bohim, because karbonos come as an atonement. And that's why the lashon of the pasuk over here is l'chaper al nafshei seichem. Vashlishis, and the third Trumas Hashem, he Trumas HaMishkan, was the donation that each person gave whatever he wanted for the Mishkan. K'mo Shenema, Kol Merim, anybody who will want to separate Trumas Kesef, a separation of silver, Unechoshes, and copper. V'lehoise Yad Kulam Shava, Ba, in this donation, not every person gave the same amount. Elo Ish, Ish, Mashenot V'liboy, each person gave whatever his heart desired. Maskel David points out that according to each pshat that Rashi mentioned in the words L'chaper al nafshei seichem, there is a problem. And that's why Rashi has to come on to the other pshat. The first pshat that Rashi says L'chaper al nafshei seichem, it was an atonement because they did not have a magefa through counting the shkolim, as opposed to counting heads, that would have brought a magefa. Frank the Maskel David, the Lashon is not correct. It should have said L'hatzil es nafshei seichem, to save your soul, or L'hegin, to protect your soul. Not l'chaper. L'chaper is mashma that there was an avera to atone on. There was no avera. You were just avoiding a plague. Therefore, Rashi comes on to the second shot. But according to the second shot, there is also a kasha. Because if you look in Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk says, v'lokachto es kesef akipurim. The Pasuk calls the money kesef akipurim. Even though the Pasuk says clearly, v'nosata oisoi ala avoidas oil mayed. This Pasuk is referring to the Chatzi shkolim that were used for the Adonim. So how can Rashi say that l'chaper al nafshei seichem in pasuk yudal in pasuk tesvav is referring to the karbonos? That's why it says aloshen l'chaper al nafshei seichem. It has zayin. It is clearly referring to the donations, the machzah shekel that were used for the Adonim, and still it says kesef hakipurim. So according to that pshat, it is shver the loshen of pasuk tesvav. Therefore, Rashi has to come on to the first pshat. And I was wondering in general why Rashi was medayik two pshatim in l'chaper al nafshei seichem, first in pasuk tesvav, and did not bring down his two pshatim in pasuk yudbeis when it says koyfer nafshei. And Rashi continues, v'nosato oisoi al avodas ol moyed, these machzah shekel should be used for the avodas ol moyed. B'maratosh and etstavu l'mnoisom b'tchilas nedoves hamishkan. This teaches you that they were commanded to count Klal Yisrael in the beginning of the donations of the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was first started. Achar Maisel, Egel after the Egel, Mibnei Shenichnas Bohem Magefa, because a plague entered amongst Klal Yisrael. K'moshe Kosav, like the Pasuk says further in this parasha, Vayigoyev Hashem es Ha'om, and Hashem plagued the Om. And since there was a Magefa, Hashem wanted to know how many were left. Moshe Lutzoyna Chaviva Abaleho, a parable to a flock of sheep that is beloved on its owner, Shenafa Bo Dever, that a plague hit the flock, Umisha Posak, and once the plague stopped, Omar Loi Leroya, the owner said to the shepherd, Bivakosho Mimcha, I am asking from you, Mene es Tzoyni, count my sheep, Veda Kama Noisroi Bohem, and let me know how many are left over, Lohidiyash Yichaviva Olov, in order to make known that this flock is beloved upon him. So too over here, after the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to count Klal Yisrael to know how many still remained. You cannot say this counting that were used for the Adonim is the same counting that it says in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Because over there it says that counting was done on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the first of the second month. The Mishkan was erected a month earlier on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you shall put up the Mishkan. And from this first counting, they made the sockets. Mishkolim Shaloi, from the Shkolim that were counted. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayihi Ma'as Kikar HaKesef Lo Tzekes. And the 100 Kikar HaKesef was used for the Adonim. Halamarta Sheshtayim Hayu. This teaches us that there were two separate countings. Achas Betchilas Nedavas Nedvasam. One, at the beginning of their donations, Acha Yom Kippur Bishana Rishana, after Yom Kippur in the first year, and that was used for the Adonim. Va'achas Bishana Shnia Be'ir. And one, in the second year, in the second month in Iyar, Mishukama Mishkan, after the Mishkan was already erected. Because if we know that the sockets of the Mishkan were made from the Shkalim of the first counting, so obviously that was done before the Mishkan was erected. And if the second counting was after the Mishkan was erected, it must be that was a separate counting and cannot be the same counting that we are referring to in Parashas Kisisa. Vim Toma, Rashi is asking, V'chi Efshev Shebishneim Hoyu Yisrael Shavim? Is it possible in both countings the total census was equal? Vav Meir's Elef, 600,000, V'gimal Lofim, and 3,000, V'hei Meir's V'shish V'chamishim, 603,550, Shar B'Kesef, B'Kudei Ha'Eda came. Because by the Kesef, B'Kudei Ha'Eda, in Parshas Pekudei it says that the Yidden were 603,550 by the first counting. Uvechumash HaPekudim. And it's safer Bamidbar by the second counting. Ach boy nemar kain. Vayiu kol HaPekudim. Sheish meres elef v'shlosh alofim. Vachamesh meres vachamishim. It says clearly over there also there was 603,550. Vayiu b'shtei shonim hayu. Were they in two separate years? Isn't it possible that there were people who were 19 by the first counting who were not counted, that were not counted, and before the second counting they became 20 years old and they were counted by the second counting? So it should come out that the second counting should have more people than the first counting. Tshuva l'davar, the answer to that is etel shenois ha'anoshim, concerning the years of people, Bishona Achas Nimnu, they were really considered all in 1 year. And Rashi will explain. Avo Leminyan Yitzias Mitzrayim Hoyushtei Shonim. But concerning the years of Yitzias Mitzrayim, from the time they left Mitzrayim, that was considered two separate years. Why? Lefi Sheli Yitzias Mitzrayim Moinen Minisan. Because from Yitzias Mitzrayim, we count Nisan as a new year. K'moshe Shoninu B'Mesechta Rosh Hashanah. Like we learned in Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, that Nisan is a new year. They went out of Nisan, and when Nisan comes around the second time, that is the second year they went out of Mitzrayim. That's why the pasuk calls it Bashona Hashenis, let's say some Meiretz Mitzrayim. V'nivna HaMishkan Barishona. And the Mishkan was built in the first year. V'hukam, and it was erected B'Shniyah in the second year. Sheneschat Shoshona Be'echa B'Nisan. A new year started again on the first day of Nisan. Avo Shnoiswa Anoshim, the years of people, Menuyim Leminyan Shnoisa Oilom, they were counted according to the years of the world, Hamaschilim Mitishrei, that starts from Tishrei. We don't look at each person's birthday separately and say that he became 20 years old in Tishrei, and this one became 20 years old in Cheshvan, and this one in Kislev. No. We say that every year, the new year starts Tishrei. And this way, if somebody was 20 before Tishrei, then he was counted. But if he was not 20 yet, he will have to wait until the next year Tishrei to be counted. And this way, both countings were in 1 year. Nimsu, Shnei HaMinyonim B'Shona Achas. Both countings were in 1 year. HaMinyon HaRishon Hoye B'Tishrei L'Acha Yom Kippur. The first counting was in Tishrei after Yom Kippur. Shinitzracha HaMokim L'Yisrael L'Sleich L'Hem. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. V'Nitztavu Al HaMishkan, and they were commanded on building the Mishkan. V'Hasheni Be'echad Be'ir. And the second one was on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which was also within that year. because it was between the two Tishreis. And therefore, anybody that was not 20 by the first counting was not considered 20 by the second counting. And that's why the number was the same. And obviously, Rashi has to learn that nobody died between the two countings, or else the Minyan Hasheni should have been less because of the people that died. So if nobody died, and nobody was added because nobody's birthday was not until the next year Tishrei, therefore the two numbers are the same. And Maskil David explains that is why it says a lashon of Se'u es Rosh B'nei Yisrael, a tziboy, count the heads of the B'nai Yisrael in Parshas Bamidbar. Why does it say Tzivoy Se'u, as opposed to over here when the Pasuk says Kisisa, when you will count? It doesn't say a Lashon Tzivoy commanding the B'nai Yisrael to count, only in Sefer Bamidbar, by the second counting. And the reason for that is because the whole purpose, like Rashi says in Parshas Bamidbar, the purpose of this counting was only to show Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, to count them over and over again, because the number was obvious. It could not have been any different than 603,550, because nobody was added to the number and nobody died. So why did they count Klal Yisrael again? Only to show the chiba that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael to count and recount. And that's why there was a tzivoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, command the B'nai Yisrael to count them. They might think there's no purpose in this counting, but the purpose is only for chiba. And that is why the Pasuk says over there, a tzivoy of Se'u, count the B'nai Yisrael. So Rashi Vaitu al Avoidas Oyel Moyed, it should be used for the Avoida of the Oyel Moyed. These Machtes Ashkolim should be used, Hein HaAdonim Shenasoboy, it should be used for the Adonim that were made with these Machtes Hashekel. The next few Psukim deal with the Kiyar and the Kanai, which were used for the Kahanim to wash their hands before they did the Avodah. Sephorna asks, why doesn't the Pasuk say this Keli, this Kiyar V'Kanoi, in Parshas Truma, where we speak about the Klei HaMikdash? Why does it separate it and place it in Parshas Kisisa? And the answer is because the other Kelim were used for actual Avodah, the Ketores, the Menorah, as opposed to the Kiyar V'Kanoi, which was just for Hechsher Avodah, just for a preparation to do the Avodah. In order to do the Avodah, the Kohen had to wash his hands. But he didn't actually do the Avodah with the Kiyar. Therefore, the Torah separates it and places it by itself in Parshas Kisisa. Vaydavar Hashem al Moshe Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Ve'osisa Kiyar Nechoshes, and you shall make a Kiyar, a kettle of copper, V'kana Nechoshes, and its base of copper, L'rochza, to wash, in order for the Kahanim to wash their hands and feet, and you shall place it between the oil moyed, the Mishkan, and the Mizbeach. It does not mean it was actually in the space between the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, because the Pasuk says further on that nothing should be in between the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, but rather it means in the space between the oil moyed and the Mizbeach, a little bit pushed over toward the southern wall. Which means when somebody enters the Chatzar HaMishkan, the courtyard of the Mishkan, he's entering from the east and facing west, so toward his left is the southern wall. And there was nothing in between the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, but in the space between the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, pulled over toward the southern wall, was the Kiyar V'Kanai. And you shall place it between the Oyel Moyed and the Mizbeach. And you shall put water in the Kiyar. And Aaron and his sons will wash from it, their hands and their feet, bibas achas. He will place his right hand on his right foot and his left hand on his left foot, and then wash them all together. When he comes into the oil moyed, he shall wash with water in order that he will not die, because if he does the avodah without washing his hands and feet, he is chayv misa. Or when he comes close to the Mizbeach to serve Hashem on the Mizbeach Achitzoin, to bring karbonos, to smoke a fire offering to Hashem. So whether he is coming inside the Oil Mayed or whether he is going on the Mizbeach Achitzoin, he has to wash his hands and feet. And Rashi explains that the word Lashores, to serve, is not only going on the word Mizbeach, but also on the word Oil Mayed. That means that if somebody comes into the Oil Moed, a Bir Reikonis, for no reason, the Kohen just walks in without doing the Avodah, there is no Chiyav Misa if he does not wash his hands and feet. Only if he is coming into the Oil Moed L'Shores to do Avodah, What type of avodah? To bring the ketores on the inside mizbeach, or to place the blood of the parakoyin hamashiach, or the blood of the seir avodah zarah, which are karbonos where the blood has to be put on the corners of the inside mizbeach. If he does not wash his hands and feet when he does such type of avodah, then he is mechuyev misa. And they shall wash their hands and feet in order that they should not die. And it repeats it a second time to tell you not only on avodah bifnim inside the oil moyed, but also on the avodah of the mizbeach achitzain. There is also achiv misa if he does not wash his hands and feet. And it will be to them as an everlasting decree, loy ulazaroi ledaraisam, for him and his children for their generations. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Ches Kiyar Kemin Doid Gedoyla, a type of a large kettle, below Dadim, and it had spigots, Hamerikim Bifiyem Mayim, that empty out through them water, Vekanoi Kitagume Ubesise, and its base, Moishav Mesukon LeKiyar, a seat that was set up for the Kiyar, LeRachsa Moishav LeKiyar. The word l'rafsa, to wash, is only going on the kiyar. You don't wash in the base. You washed from the kiyar. And it shall be between the oil moed and the mizbeach. Mizbeach ha'oilo. This is referring to the mizbeach ha'oilo, the outside mizbeach. Shekosav boi shehu lefnei Pesach Mishkan oil moed. Where the pasuk says that it was situated in front of the opening of the oil moed. V'hoya ha'kiyar moshuch kimo. And the kiyar was pulled a bit. And it stood keneged avir shebein hamishkon hamizbeach v'hamishkon. It was standing in the ear space between the mizbeach and the mishkon. Ve'enoi mafziklal bein atayim. There was nothing actually between the mizbeach and the mishkon. B'shem shenema v'mizbeach ha'oilo some pesach mishkon oil moed. The mizbeach ha'oilo was placed at the door of the mishkon, so there was nothing in between. The mizbeach was in front of the mishkan, but not the kiyar. How is this possible? Moshach kimo klapidarm. It was pulled a bit toward the southern wall. Kach shnuyah bizvachim. So we learn in Masechta Zvachim. Es yideyem v'sragleyem bebas achas. Since it says es twice, we learn that it was they washed them at one time. Hoymekadesh yodav v'raglo. He washed his hands and feet at one time. And so we learned the Masechta Zvachim. How does one wash his hands and his feet? He puts his right hand on his right foot. And his left hand on his left foot. And he washes them all together. When they come into the oil moed, to be makdir the keteris in the morning and the afternoon, keteris. Oy lahazos midam par koyin hamashiach, or to sprinkle the blood from the blood of the par koyin hamashiach, usir avodah zarah, or from the carbon avodah zarah, which was a goat. And both of these carbonos, the blood was placed on the corners of the inside mizbeach. So whether they're doing the avodah of keteris or whether they are doing the avodah of putting blood on the inside mizbeach, they must wash their hands and feet, or else they are mechuyev misa. And Rashi is coming to tell you that a biyarei konis is not chayev misa, only when you do the avodah. And the word lishareis in the pasuk is also going back on bivoyam el oyel moed. V'loyamusu, hayim lo yirchatsu yamusu. But if they do not wash their hands and feet and do the avodah, they are mechuyev misa b'dei shemayim. Shebetorah nemru klolos, because in the Torah it says generalities. U'michalal lav ata shemeya hein. And from the negative, we can deduce the positive. And therefore, if the pasuk says that if you wash your hands and feet, you will not get misa, we can deduce that if you will not wash your hands and feet, you will get misa. Ela mizbeach achitoin, and also when you go to the outer mizbeach, she'en kan bias oil mayed, you did not actually go into the oil mayed, ela bechotzer, you are only in the courtyard of the mishkan, there is also a chiv misa if one does not wash his hands and feet. In order that they should not die, why does it repeat it a second time? To be mechayev misa, somebody who does the avodah on mizbeach achitzayim, and he did not wash his hands and his feet. From the first misa we only heard, elo, ala nichnas lehecha, one who actually enters the oil moed, the mishkan itself. But if somebody does the avodah on the mizbeach, we would not know he is mechuyev misa without if he did not wash his hands and feet. Therefore, this pasuk is added to tell us even on the avodah of the mizbeach achitzain there is a chiyev misa. And the pasuk continues teaching us how the shemen hamishcha was made, the oil which was used to anoint all the kelim and the mishkan. How did they make it? And what was the tzivui? Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Viata, and you, kach lecha, take for yourself besamim roish, high quality spices. And the pasuk now lists four type of spices and their weights. Mor deror chamesh meas, mor deror 500 shekel. Mekinamon besem, kinamon is cinnamon. It even sounds the same. Kinamon, cinnamon. Besem, the sweet-smelling ones, since certain cinnamon does not smell good. So here the pasuk is telling you the kinamon besem, the sweet-smelling kinamon. Machatzisay chamishim umasayim. Half of it should be 250. The obvious question here is, if half is 250, the whole thing is 500. So why doesn't it say 500 like it said by Mor Deror? And Rashi explains, because whenever you weigh something, you always tip the scale a bit more than you are supposed to put into it. For example, if it's supposed to be 500, you give it a drop more than 500 on the scale. Here too also, if you are weighing something that is 250, you will give it a little bit more than 250. And the pasuk is telling you over here, instead of weighing it once 500 and putting a little more than 500, weigh it twice in two portions of 250. This way you will add a bit to the 250 over here and a bit to the second 250. This way the total will be even more than one weight of 500. And that was Xeris HaKasav, to weigh it in two halves. Uknei boisem, and sweet smelling canes, kone. Chamishim umasoyim, the total weight will be 250. Vikida, which the Gemara calls kitzia, chamesh meis will be a total of 500 b'shekel hakodesh. That was the weight. V'shemen zayis hin, with shemen zayis, olive oil hin, one hin, which is 12 lugim. And according to everybody, the purpose of the besamim and the shemen is that we want the oil to absorb the smell of the spices. How did they accomplish that the oil will absorb the smell? According to Rav Meir, they would cook all these besamim in the hin, in the 12 lugim of oil. Rav Yehuda asked Rav Meir, it's not possible to cook all these spices in 12 lugim in a hin of oil. It's not even enough to soak it in them. But rather, what do you have to do? First, you must soak all the spices in water. This way they will be saturated with water, and when you put the oil on top, it will not absorb the oil. And then after it is saturated with water, you put the oil on top, and this way the oil is absorbing the smell of the spices without the spices absorbing the oil, that you won't be able to extract it afterwards. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns, that they first soaked it in water and then poured the oil on top and then took off the oil. This way they had oil that smelled like besamim. V'asisa oisai, and you shall make it shemen mishchas kodesh, oil that anointed holy things. Roikach merkachas, a mixture where one thing absorbs from the other. The oil is absorbing the smell of the besamim. Masei roikach, the work of a mixer. Shemen mishchas kodesh yeh, oil to anoint holy things it will be. Umashach tavoy, es oil moed, and you will anoint with it the oil moed, which is the mishkan. Veis oren ha'edus, and the oren that had the luchas ha'edus inside. Ves ha'shulchan ves kol kelim, and the shulchan and all its kelim. Ves ha'menorah ves kelehom, and the menorah and her kelim. Veis mizbach ha'ketores, and the inside mizbeach, which was called the mizbeach hakteris. And the reason why it says kol kelim by the shulchan and by the menorah, it only says kelehom. The reason is, the Meshech Chachma explains, because by Shulchan there were many kelim, ka'aroisav, kapoisav, menachiyosav, kisoisav, many kelim mentioned in the Parashas Truma, as opposed to the menorah that only had two kelim, a shovel and a tweezer. That's why it says keleho, not kol keleho, by the menorah. Ves mizbeach ha'olah ves kol kelim, and the mizbeach ha'olah, which was the outside mizbeach and all its kelim, there were many kelim. Ves hakiyar ves kanoi, and the kiyar, the kettle with its base. You will moshech the actual mishkan with all its kelim. Vikidash to oisam, and you will make them holy. Vahoyu kodesh kadoshim, they will become holy of holies. Kala negea bohem yikdosh, anything that touches them will become holy. And Rashi explains that this means to say, after they were nimshach b'shemen hamishcha, They became Kodesh. The Kalim became Kodesh. And anything that went inside of it became holy. Which means only something that was fit to go inside of it. What's considered fit? If it was made for a solid food, if this keli, this vessel, was made for a davar yavesh, a solid food, and you put a davar lach in it, a liquid, then it will not become holy because it was not fit for that kli. It was not made to be put into that kli. Only if you put a davar yavesh in a davar yavesh or a kli that is made for a davar lach, for a liquid, you put a davar lach. Then, if it goes inside that kli after it was nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, it will become holy. What does it mean it became holy? It becomes holy that if a tameh touches it, it becomes pasul. If it leaves the area that it was not supposed to leave, for example, if it's only allowed to be in the chatzar of the mishkan and it goes out of the chatzar of the mishkan after it entered this kli that was nimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha, then it will become pasul. If it was something that was supposed to go on the mizbeach and was not put on the mizbeach by Alois HaShachar, it will become pasul, and all the other psulim all take place after it was placed inside the kli. Ves Aaron ves bonav timshach, and Aaron and his sons you shall anoint. V'kidash to oisim l'chayinli, and you shall make them holy to serve me. And Rashi explains that all these anointings were all done in the form, in the symbol of a chaf yivonis, a Greek chaf, which is similar to our nun, a backwards nun. And Rashi explains that when they anointed kings, they didn't use a chaf yavanis, but rather they drew a form of a crown. And the pasuk continues, Vel b'nei Yisrael tedaber lemer, and to the b'nei Yisrael you shall say, saying, Shemen mishchas kodesh yizeh li l'doriseichem. This oil, these 12 lugim of Moshe, will be for your generations. It will never become used up. And that's why the Lashon of Zeh is used. Zeh, Begematria, is 12, which means the 12 Lugim of Moshe remain forever. Al-Basar Adam Lo Yisach. Now the Pasuk is telling you a lav, that on the flesh of a person who is not a Kohen or a king, you shall not smear this oil. It's only made for Kahanim and kings. Uvamas Kuntai, and with its measure, Loisasu Kamayu, you shall not make the same exact one. You shall not make with the same weights of besamim a shemen ha-mishcha to the hin, to the 12 lugim of oil. Don't make the exact same thing. If you change the measurements, you change the ingredients, that's one thing. But to make the exact same thing with the same weights and the same hin of oil, there is a lav to make with. Kodesh hu. It is kodesh. Kodesh yilachem. It shall be holy to you. And now the pasuk says the chiv karas on these lavim. Ish asher yirkach kamayu. Any person that will mix like this, you will make another one. Vasha yitim emenu alzar. And the person that will place of the one of Moshe alzar on a stranger who is not a kohen or he is not a king, then the din is v'nichras me'amav, he will get karis. There is a chiv karis on both of the lavim in pasuk lamed beis. If you make the shemen hamishcha with the same weights and the same ingredients, there is a chiv karis, and there is also a chiv karis of taking the one of Moshe and smearing it on somebody who is not a kohen or a king. Zuk Rashi, pasuk chaf gimel, besamim roish, chashuvim, important besamim, high quality besamim, kinamon besem, nefisha kinamon klipas eitz, since cinnamon is the bark of a tree, yeshu toiv. The tam. There are those that are good. It has a good smell and a good taste. Some only smell and taste like a piece of wood. Therefore, the pasuk needs to say, "Kinamon besem." The cinnamon that is besem, minatoiv, the sweet smelling ones, the good ones. Machatzisa chamishim umasoyim. Half of it should be 250. Machatzis havosay. Half of its bringing, tehei chamishim masoyim, should be 250. Nimsa kule chamish meas. That comes out that the whole thing should be 500. Kamoy shir maradarar. Just like the shir of maradarar, which was 500. Imkein lamanema boychatzoyin. So why does the pasuk say it in two halves? 250 plus 250. Kzeres hakosafu. It is a decree from the Torah. Lahavioi lechatzoyin, to bring it in two halves. Laharvois boy beis hachrois. In order to add to it the addition to the two weighings. She'ein shekel ayin ba'ayin, because we do not weigh exactly, but rather we add to the amount that the Torah said. We add a drop. And the Torah is telling you, Exeris HaKosov, that we want the Kinamon Besem to be more than the Mar Dror, because by the Mar Dror, you will add by one weight of 500 a bit, and by Kinemon Besem, you will add twice to each weight of 250. And that was a Gzeres HaKosev to do it in two weights. Uknei Besem, Kana Shel Besem, a Kana, a reed of Besamim. Lefishyesh kanim she'enim shel boisem, because there are kanim that are not sweet smelling. Hutzuchlemer boisem, therefore it has to say boisem. Same thing as Rashi said before by kinemon besem, he explains here also by knei boisem. Chamishim umasayim sach mishkalei kulot. That was the total weight. It wasn't half of it was 250 like kinemon besem. The total was 250. Mikida shem sheresh esem. It is a name of a root of grass. V'loshen chachamim kitzia, and in the loshen chachamim in the Gemara and the Mishnayos, it is called kitzia. And Rashi continues, hin. The oil should be a hin. Yud beis lugim, 12 lugim. V'nechleku boi chachmi Yisrael. There is a machloikis. Rameh oimer sholku es boi sholku es ha'ikrit. That in the 12 lugim, they boiled all the spices. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi losuch es ha'ikrit ein es sipeg. To smear the oil over these spices, it is not enough. 12 lugim cannot be smeared over so many spices. Elisharim b'mayim. First, they took the spices and soaked them in water. Shelo yivlu ha-shemen, in order that the spices should not absorb the oil. Va'achar kach hitziv aleihem ha-shemen, and afterwards they poured on it the oil. Ad shekolat hareach, until it absorbed, the oil absorbed the smell of the besamim. The kafkoy l'shemen me'al ha'ikrin, and then they wiped off the oil from the spices.
Zokt Rashi roikach merkachas roikach shem davarhu. Roikach is a noun; it means a mixture. V'hatam roichiach, the trop is a proof. Shehu l'malo, the trop is on the first letter of the word, on the resh roikach, and therefore it means a noun, a mixture. V'harehu kimoy rekach, it is like the word rekach, which means spicing. It's a noun, because the accent is on the first letter, the resh. And also rega, a moment, it's a noun, because the accent is on the resh. Ve'enoy kimoy roiga hayom, it is not like the pasuk roiga hayom, he tosses the sea. Over there, the accent is on the gimel, it's milra, and therefore it is a verb. Ukimoy roika ha'oretz, he spreads the earth. Over there also it's milra, the accent is on the kuf at the end of the word, and there it's a verb. Sha'atam lamato. Over there, the trop is at the end of the word. So when the trop is on the beginning, then it's a noun. When the trop is on the end, then it's a verb.
And Rashi says, V'chol dover ha'ma'ura b'chaveri, anything that is mixed with another thing, ad shezeh kofeach mizeh, this one absorbs from the other one, oireach, oitam, whether it is a smell or a taste, kari merkachas, it is called a mixture. Roikach merkachas, roikach he'osui, a mixture that is made ayde umnes v'taruvois, through an umnes, a special person who knows how to do it, a craftsman v'taruvois and mixture. Mase roikach, the work of a mixer, shem ha'um v'davar, that is the name of the craftsman, a mixer, a roikach. Umashachtavoy, kol ha'meshichois kim nechaf yivonis, all anointings are done in the form of a Greek chaf. Chus misha malachim, except when you are anointing a king, shehen kemen nezer, then you make the form of a crown. Vikidashta oisam, and you will make the kelim holy. Mishichazu mikachosam, liois kodesh kadoshim. This anointing will make them holy to be kodesh kadoshim. Umayi kadoshosam, and what is their holiness? The pasuk says, kol anegea bohem yikdosh. Anything that touches them will become holy. Kol haroi likli shareis, anything that is fit to go into this kli shareis, this vessel, mishenichnas l'taychoi, once it enters inside of it, kodesh kedushas haguf, it becomes holy with a kedushas haguf. The pasuk biyotze, to make it unfit if it leaves the area that it is not allowed to leave. Velino, or if it stays off the mizbeach overnight. Utzvul yain, or if a tful yain, a tame, touches this thing that went into the kli shareis, it will become tame. It is also not redeemed to go to chulin once it has a kedushas haguf, when it was put into the kli shareis. But if you place into the kli something that is not fit to go into them, ein mekachin, then it does not become holy. As we explained earlier, if you put a liquid into a kli that was made for a solid, it will not become holy. Mishnu yehi mishnah shleima, and it is learned a complete mishnah, a mishnah without a machloikas, etzel mizbeach, by the mizbeach, earlier in Parshas Tetzaveh, b'toch shenema, since the pasuk says, kol anegeh b'mizbeach yikdosh, anything that touches the Mizbeach will become holy. I would think whether it is something that is fit or something that is not fit, both of them will become holy and you will be makrevin. The pasuk afterwards says the parasha of Oilas Tomim, and it says you bring a sheep. Just like sheep are roi, are fit, anything that is roi. Rashi over here is Mekatzer, he says a shortened version, and Rashi in Parashat Tetzaveh explains it more in detail. And the pshat is that only certain karbonos that are pasul, that come upon the Mizbeach, we are makriv. Only a carbon that the psul happened in the Azara. It happened in the area of the Mishkan. For example, if it became tame, or if it was left off the Mizbeach overnight, or if it was yoyte, it went out of the area that it wasn't supposed to go out. All these type of psulim, once you bring it on the Mizbeach, you do not take it off and you are makrovit. But a psul that was done before it entered the Azara, for example, let's say it was worshipped for as an Avodah Zarah, then such a psul, even if you bring it upon the Mizbeach, you bring it down. And that's what it means, roi or ein roi. Roi means that it was fit when it came into the Azara and became puzzled in the Azara. Ein roi means it was unfit even before it came to the Azara. And here too, by clay shoreis, after it was nimshach b'shem ha-mishcha, it will only be mekadish something that is roi, not something that is not roi. So Rashi, kol mishichas mishkan v'kayhanim u'malachim, all anointings of the mishkan, the kayhanim, or kings, miturgam, targum says, lashon riboy, he uses the lashon of riboy, usirabi, which means a lashon of gedula, to make it great. Because the whole purpose of the anointment is only for greatness. That was the decree of the king. Because that is the inauguration of their greatness through smearing the Shem HaMishcha on it. But other anointings, where it says, by the Rekikin they were smeared with oil. And also voracious Shemanim Yimshachu. The first of the oils shall be smeared. Lashon Aramis Bohen Kiloshon Ivris. In Aramaic, Targum teaches it the same way as the word in the Torah, Moshach. He only uses a Lashon of Usirabi when it is referring to anointing for Gedula, like Kaihanim and kings. L'dare Seichem, for your generations, Mikan Lamdu Rabbi Seinu. From here, our Rabbanim learn in Masechtas Harius, Loimar, to say, Shekulei Kaim La'asid Lovei, that the 12 Lugim, the Hin, of Shem HaMishcha that Moshe made was never used up, it always remained. Zeh Begematria Treis HaLugim Haba. Zeh is Begematria 12 because the 12 Lugim always remain. Lo Yisach, why does it have two Yuds? B'shnei Yudin. It has two Yuds because Lashon Lo Yifal, it is future. One Yud is part of the Yisod, and the second one is telling you, he shall not smear. Future Lashon Zohar. Kamoi Laman Yitav Loch, just like the pasuk Laman Yitav, which is also with two Yuds. Al Basar Odom La Yisach, Min Hashem Naze Atzmai, do not take the oil of Moshe to smear on a regular person. Uva Maskuntai, and with its numbers, Laisasu Kamoyu, Bishum Samemonim, the tallies of its spices, Laisasu Acher Kamoyu, do not make another one like it. Bemishkal Samemonim Halolu, with the weights of these spices, Lafimidas Ahin, according to the measurement of a hin of oil. Lamidas Hin Shemin. But if you add or you subtract from the number and the weight of the samamonim according to the midah, the measurement of a hin of oil, then it is mutter. And even the one that actually makes the exact thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to make, the exact Shem HaMishcha, the one who smears it is not chayev, but rather the one who makes it. And with its measure, so Rashi Lashon Cheshbon, it's a Lashon of calculations. Kamoi Maskonis Alavenim, the tally and the sum of the bricks. Vechein Maskunta Shel Keteris. Also further on, by the Maskunta, the measurements of the Keteris. Vashir Yitei Mimenu Ve'Oisu Shel Moshe Alzor on a stranger She'en Etzerach Kuno Malchus. He is not a Koyin. He is not a king. If somebody does take the one of Moshe and put it on that type of a person who is not a Koyin and not a king, then he is Chayiv. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of the Keteris. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Kach lecha, take for yourself. It is interesting that Sai over here, by the parasha of the Keteris, and also earlier, by the parasha of the Shem HaMishcha, in pasuk Chav Gimel, the lashon of Kach lecha is said. It says Kach lecha b'samim earlier, and here it says Kach lecha samim. Why does it use the lashon of lecha? The Aruch Chaim says that even though the tzivoy to bring the besamim, the shemen amishcha, and the besamim for the k'tayres was a tzivoy to Klal Yisrael, Hashem wanted Moshe himself to bring it. And that's why it says the lashon of lecha, kach lecha, ayin Aruch Chaim. Kach lecha samim, take for yourself spices. And miyat samim ishnayim, so it means two spices. Natav ushecheles v'chelvanah. Natav is sap that comes from atzei haktof. Shecheles is called sipurin. It was smooth and shiny like a nail. V'chelvanah. Chelvanah was a bad-smelling spice. And the Torah is telling us that just like in our Ketores we want to include a bad-smelling spice, so too, by your tefillos and your tiny eyes, you shall also include the Poshe Yisrael, the Rishoyim, the sinners of Klal Yisrael. Samin, more spices. So it means more, just like the ones that were just stated. And since Samin were two, Natav Ushcheles V'chelvanah is another three, totaling five, Samin is another five. Levoina Zaka, and Levoina Zaka, clear Levoina, for a total of 11 spices. Bad, Bibad Yeh. One to one, equal they should be. Referring to the four spices that are mentioned beferish in this pasuk, Natav, Shcheles, Chelbana, and Levana Zaka, they should all be equal in weight. Like the Mishnah says, Shivim, Shivim, Mana. They were all 70 Mana. Basisa, Oisek, Teres. These 11 spices you shall make into a Teres. Roikach, a mixture of Masei, Roikach, the work of a mixer. Memulach, Tahar, Kodesh. As Rashi explains, it means to say, Memulach, Yiyah, Tar, Yiyah, Kodesh, Yiyah. Memulach, Yiyah. It should be mixed. After you grind it up, then you should mix it all together. Tahar, Yiyah, it should be pure. And Kodesh, Yiyah, it should be holy. Visachakto mimenu hodeg, and you shall grind it into a very fine powder. Venosato mimenu lifnei ha'edus be'oil ma'ed, and you shall place it in front of the Aron in the oil ma'ed. It does not mean literally in front of the Aron. It means opposite the Aron, in the oil ma'ed, in the Kodesh, on the Mizbeach HaKetores, Asher Yivoy L'choshama, the oil ma'ed, which I will meet with you over there, Kodesh Kodoshim T'yelachem. The Keteres should be Kodesh Kodoshim. And the Mefarshim all ask that L'chara, this Pasuk is out of order. Because once the Pasuk said in Pasuk Lamed Hei Memulach, that it should be mixed, that was after the stage of grinding it. First you grind it, and then you mix it. So why is the Pasuk going back to say V'sochakta Mimenu Hodeh? One pshat is, the simple pshat, is that the pasuk is going back and telling you the details of the grinding. You're right. Really, it was memulach, which is the stage after the grinding. But now the pasuk lamed vav is going back and telling you, this that I mentioned, it was mixed. Before you mix it, you grind it, and this is how you grind it. That is the simple pshat in the pasuk. The Sefer Ksav, the HaKabbalah, answers that if moisture gets into the keteres, and the fine powder of the k'tayres gets clumped together, the kohen has to separate it and get it back into a powdery state. And that's what the pasuk is saying over here. Of course, pasuk lamed hay is talking about it was ground already, and then they mixed it. But if afterwards it clumped together because of moisture, the pasuk is saying, v'sochakta mimenu hodeh, you must re-separate it and get it back to the stage that it was thin powder. According to the Ramban, the whole question doesn't even start, because the Ramban learns Pasuk Lamed Vav is referring to Yom Kippur. The Pasuk is saying that you should take this Keteres and bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'nosat b'imenu lefnei ha'edus means literally before the Aron, before the Luchos, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that was done on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol brought the Keteres in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the din was that on Erev Yom Kippur they would regrind the Keteres, even though the Keteres was a fine powder all year round, but they had to make it even finer for Yom Kippur. And that's why the Pasuk is saying, V'sochakta mimenu hodeg, because it is referring to grinding the powder, grinding the Keteres a second time on Erev Yom Kippur. V'Keteres asher taseh, and the Keteres that you shall make, V'maskunta, with its measurements, L'sasu lochem, do not make it for yourself. Kodesh tiyah l'chol Hashem, it should be holy for Hashem. You are not allowed to make these measurements of Keteres in the same weights for yourself, only to give it to the Tzibur. You could make it for the use of the Mishkan. Ish asher yaseh chamoyo l'riach po, a person that will make the keteris in the same measurements for his own use to smell it. V'nichras me'amo. Not only is there a lav, there is karis. So Rashi pasuk lamadalet. Notaf. What does notaf mean? Hutzari. It's sap. Val she'enu ela soraf hanoitzef me'atzaktov. Since it is sap that drips from the katav tree, kari notaf. That's why it's called notaf, which means something that drips. Uvelaz guma. But sorry, kari le triaka. Sorry is called triaka in French. Hushecheles, shorish. It is a root, boisim of besamim. Cholok. It is smooth, umatzir and shiny. Kitziporin, like a nail. Uvelashna mishnah kari tziporin. That's why in the Mishnah it is called tziporin. Like the Mishnah says, hatsori v'hatziporin. That is why Targum says on the word Shechelis Tufra, which means a nail. V'chelvena Boisim Sherechei Ra. It is a spice that has a bad smell. V'koren like Galbena. It is called Galbena. V'monon ha'kosu ben samim moni ha'kateris. And the pasuk counts this bad smelling besamim amongst the samimonim, the spices of the kateris, l'la mednu, to teach us. Sh'lo yakel beinenu l'tzarfei monu ba'gudis tani yisenu u'tzulasenu es poishe Yisrael. You shall not refrain from including in your tiniest and tefillahs the sinners of Klal Yisrael. Sheyu nimnan imanu. They should be counted with us, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted the chelbana among the spices of the Keteris. And the Mashal points out that chelbana is one spice among 11. That means they have 10 good spices and one bad spice. So too, in your tefillahs, you shall have a minion of 10 good people and then add the Poshi Yisrael. But the Poshi Yisrael should not be included in your original 10. And the Pasuk says, Samim, Acherim, another 5 spices. Ulevan Azaka, the last one is Levan Azaka. Mikan Lamdu Rabbi Seinu Yud Aleph Samimonim, Nemru Loi Lemoshe B'Sinai. From here, our Rabbanim learn that 11 spices were sent to Moshe in Sinai. Miyut Samim Shnayim. The first word is Samim, and the minimum amount of spices, plural, is 2. So that's 2. Not of Ushchelis V'Chelbenah Gimel. Harehe. Not of Shchelis and Chelbenah adds another 3 for a total of 5. Samim, again it says Samim, the rabbis oid kumay elu, to include another like the ones we just mentioned, which means another 5. Hare Eser is 10. Well, Levona, Hare Yud Aleph, and Levona is the 11th. The Eluhain, and this is the list of the Mishnah. Hatsari is 1, Vatsiparin is 2, Hachelbana is 3, Valavona is 4, Mur is 5, Uksia is 6, Shiborlis Nerd is 7, Vikarkoim is 8, Hare Ches. Now, Shiborlis Nerd is only counted as 1. Shah Shiborlis Vinerd Echon, it's 1. Shah Nerd Doimel Shiborlis, because the Nerd is like and looks like Shiborlis, which is a spike of grain. So when it says Shiborlis Nerd, Nerd is the Besamim that looks like a Shiborlis, like a spike of grain. Hakosht is number 9, Vakilufa is 10, Vakinomoin Hare Yud Aleph is 11. Boris Kavshino, that is mentioned in the Mishnah, Eino Niktar, it is not Niktar as part of the Keteris, Ela Bosh Shofin as a Tziporin. They rubbed it against the spice called Tziporin, Lelabno Shetehe Norit, make it white and beautiful. Bad Bevad Yia, one to one it shall be, Eilu Horabo Hanes Karim Khan, these 4 that are mentioned Beferish in the Pasuk, Tzari, Tziporin, Chelbuna, and Levon Nazako, Yiu Shovin, Mishgal, the Mishgal, they should be equal exactly in their weights. Kimishgal Ishelzeh, Kach Mishgal Ishelzeh. The weight of one is equal to the weight of the other. Dechein Shoninu, and so we learned, Hatsari, Fatziporin, Hachelbuna, Vahalavona, Mishgal Shivim Shivim Mona. They all had a weight of 70 Mona. Veloshin Bad, Nira Be'enai, the Loshin of Bad seems to me that what is the Taich? Shu Loshin Yochid, it means one. Echod be Echod Yia, one to one it should be. Ze Kimoy Ze, one like the other. Mimulach, mixed. Kitagume Mu'urov, like Targum says, Mu'urov, mix. Shiyarav Sichi Kosan Yofa Yofa, you shall mix the grounded powder very well. Zem Ze. Va'imani, and I say, Shedoimeloi, it is similar to the Loshin of Vayiro Hamalochim. And the rowers were afraid. Milochayech ve choyvlayech. Your rowers and your sailors. Al shem. Shemahapchin es amayim b'mishoytais. Why are the rowers called malochim? Because they turn over and they mix the water with their oars. Kishemanhigin es asvina, when they drive the boat. Ka'odim hamahabech v'kaf, like somebody who mixes with a spoon, beitzim trufois. mixed eggs, la'arva namamayim, to mix it with water. Chaldorah showed them raise la'arav yafa yafa. Anything that a person wants to mix well, mahafcha be'etzba oy be'bazach, he mixes it either with his finger or with a spoon. So that's the lashon of milachayech. And here also it means memulach, which means to mix. Memulach tar kodesh, memulach yeh tar yeh kodesh yeh. Minasato mimenu, he k'tarish abachol yom. This is referring to the k'tarish every day, which is on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is in the Oil Moed. When the Pasuk said, it does not mean, like the Ramban learns, literally in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but rather in the Oil Moed, on the Mizbeach HaKadoshim. Kol Mayadi Dibur, all the meetings of my Dibur, of my conversations, She'ekva Lecha, that I will set up with you, I will set it up in that place. And the pasuk says a lav and chorus of making the same maskunta, the minyan samameho, samemoneho, according to the cheshbin, according to the calculations, the measurements of the spices of the keteres, you shall not make for yourself. Kodesh tia lechol Hashem, shloita seno el l'shmi, you shall only make it for my name. But if one does make it for himself, la riachpo, then he is chayv chorus. Avol oisei atem maskunta, you are allowed to make it in its measurement mishalacha, by yourself, kadei lemaisro letzibur, to give it over to the congregation. I was wondering why Rashi is medayik this diak that you are allowed to make it to give it over to the tzibur from pasuk lamed ches where it says lo riach bo, but you are allowed to give it to the tzibur. Rashi could have been medayik this from pasuk lamed zayin when it says lo sasu lochem, you shall not make it for yourself, but you could make it to give it to the tzibur. And the pasuk continues, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor," and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Re'ei, see, karosi b'shem, I have called by name to do my work." Bitzalel, who by the way was only 13 years old, the Medrash says, "Ben Uri ben Hur, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, the Mata Yehuda from Shevet Yehuda." Why does the pasuk over here tell us who Bitzalel's grandfather was? Bitzalel ben Uri ben Hur, that Hur was his grandfather. As opposed to in Pasuk Vav, when it mentions the helper of Bitzalel, Aholiyah ben Achisamach, it only mentions Aholiyah's father, Achisamach, not his grandfather. And the Mefarshim explained that there is a specific reason why Hur is mentioned here. Because Hur was killed by the Maisa Egel. Hur wanted to stop the Bnei Yisrael from worshipping the Egel, and the Bnei Yisrael killed him. And we know that the Mishkan was built as a kapara, an atonement for the Maisa Egel. The Pasuk is stressing that you know who was the one who built the atonement for Klal Yisrael, built the Mishkan, which was a kapara for the Egel. You know who built it? Bitzalel, whose grandfather was killed by these people that he is building an atonement for. It is a tremendous chiddush that Bitzalel was able to go ahead and do this, to build the kapara for the ones who killed his grandfather. V'amali oisei ruach lekim, and I will fill him up with the spirit of Hashem, b'chachma, with wisdom, which means things that are taught to him by other people. Uvisvuna is understanding. Once he has this knowledge that was taught to other people, he is able to be medame dover ledover. He can learn and derive one thing from another thing. Even though he wasn't taught it, he can derive it from what he has learned from others. Uvidas and ruach hakodesh, uvachom melacha, to do all type of work. Lachshev machashavos. Rashi says it means masei choshev, which we mentioned earlier in Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh, which is a weaving that the picture on each side is a different picture. Lachshev machashavos, to do masei choshev. Others learn lachshev machashavos means a lashon of machshava, of thought. Bitzalel knew the inner thoughts of each and every person. And he knew, since he knew these thoughts, he was able to take their donations and use them in the proper place. A person who had pure, pure intentions, his donation was used for the holiest of kelim, for the Aron, and for the menorah. But a person whose intentions were not so pure, then his donation was used for a lower level keli. And that's what the pasuk says, Lachshav machashava is. Bitzalel knew every person's machshava, and therefore knew where to put each and every donation. Lasses, bazov, bakesav, banachoshes, to work with gold, with silver, and with copper. Uvacharoshes, evan, and to be a stone expert. Lamalos, to fill up the settings with the stones, uvacharoshes eight, and to be a carpenter of wood, lasses b'chol melacha, to do all work, v'ani hine nesati itoy, and I gave together with Besala as Aliyah ben Achisamach l'mate don, Aliyah the son of Achisamach from Shevet don, uvelev kol chacham lev, and all the other chachmei lev that will work with them, and everybody nesati chachma, everybody that I gave chachma will also help, but also and they will make as kol asher tibisicha, everything that I commanded you. And the pasuk says, Eis oil mayed, the oil mayed, which is referring to the whole Mishkan. And now it goes to the Kalim. That's our Oren lo Edus, the Oren for the Luchas or Edus. That's our Kaparis in the cover, Asher Olav, which is on the Oren. The Es called Klei HaOil, and all the vessels of the oil. And the pasuk, that was a Klal, and now the pasuk is going into what it means, Klei HaOil. That's our Shulchan as Kalim, the Shulchan and its kelim, v'es ha-menorah ha-tahara, and the menorah that was made of pure gold, v'es kol keleha, and all her kelim, v'es mizbach ha-ktaris, and the mizbeach ha-ktaris. Meshech Chochma asks, why over here does it say, by shulchan kelov, and menorah it says kol keleha, but earlier, the pasuk says, when talking about the Shemen ha-mishcha, it says shulchan and kol kelov, and the menorah it says keleha. And the answer is, because earlier we were referring to anointing the kelim, the finished kelim. So therefore the Shulchan had many kelim. That's why it says kol kelim. But the menorah that only had two kelim, it says keleho. But over here it is referring to the asiya, the making of each and every kelim. The Shulchan did not have so many details to it. So therefore it says kelim. But the menorah had many details in its asiyosa, in the making of the menorah. It had forms of gevim, of cups, of kaftarim, of buttons, prachim, flowers, and it was all made of miksha, carved from one piece of gold. And since there were many, many details in it, b'shas asiya, when you made the menorah, therefore by the menorah, by the asiyas ha-menorah, the Meshech Chochma said, it says, es kol keleho. Ves mizbach ha-oilo. And the mizbeach ha-oilo, which is the outer mizbeach, ves kol kelov and all its kelim, ves akira ves kanon. And the kiyar and the kanan, the ace big day hasrod, and the big day hasrod. Rashi says this means the covers that were placed on top of the kalim at the time that the yidden would travel. They would cover the kalim, and then the levium would carry the kalim. What does the lashon of big day hasrod mean? So Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat is srod means sherus, service, begadim of service. The service was that they covered the kalim b'shas masois. A second shot Rashi says is that it is an Aramaic word srod, which means meshed and netted. These begadim, these covers, had holes in them. Ramban does not like this shot because he says it is not typical to put begadim covers with holes on them on top of something to cover it. You usually don't put a holy beged on top of something in order for the purpose of covering it. And you shall also make the holy begadim la'aron ha'kohen v'hesbig devanim l'chayim, and the holy begadim for his sons to make them kahanim. Ve'shemen ha'mishcha, and make the shemen ha'mishcha, the anointing oil, v'hesketores ha'samim la'kohedesh, and the ketores ha'samim that will be placed on the mizbeach ha'ketores la'kohedesh, which was in the heichal ha'kohedesh, kechoyel asher tivisicha yasu, like everything I commanded you, you shall make them. And let us go back on the Rashis. Karasi b'shem. I called by name to glasses malachti, to do my work. Es b'tzalam. B'chochma. Masha odom shemeh advar me'acherim v'lomad. Chochma is something that he hears and learns from others. Svuna. Mevin davar mi'libay mitach dvarim shalomad. He takes this knowledge that he learned from others and applies it to other things. Uvedas. What does das mean? Ruach ha-kodesh. According to Rashi, it means weaving with different pictures on each side. It means a craftsman. A smart craftsman. Ungulus explains it, but he says two different explanations on Charoshes Evan and Charoshes Eitz. She'uman avonim kari uman, because the stone expert he calls a craftsman, the Choresh Eitz Kari Nagar, and the expert of wood he calls a carpenter. Lemalois loyshiva b'mishpitzay shela b'milua, to place it in its settings and fill up the settings. Lasis ha'mishpitzay lemidas moishav ha'even, to make the settings according to the size of the stone, and according to its depth, so that when you place the stone inside the settings, it will fill up the settings. And also all other wise people, and anybody that I gave chachma, they all should come and make everything that I will command you. What does it mean? The Oren housed and was for the purpose of housing the Luchas Aedus. Menorah HaTahara. Why is the menorah called Tahara? Hashem Zav Tahara, because it was made out of pure gold. So Rashi, the Ace, Big Day Hasrod, and the Big Day Hasrod. What does that mean? Oimani, Lefib Shuta Shel Mikra. According to the simple meaning of the pasuk, She'ef Shalemesh Shev Big Day Kahuna Medaber, Big Day Hasrod cannot be referring to the Big Day Kahuna, Lefishinema Eslam, because right afterwards the pasuk says, Ves Big Day HaKoydesh La'aron, HaKoyin, Ves Big Day Barav L'chayin. And that is the psukim that are referring to the Big Day HaKadosh, the Big Day Kahuna. Ella, Elu Big Day Asrod, Heim Big Day HaTcheles V'Agom V'Selashoni, Ha'amurim B'Parshas Masois. The Big Day Asrod are different begotten. These are the coverings that are mentioned in the Parsha of the Masois of traveling, and they were made of Tcheles, Agomon, and Telashoni. Like the Pasuk says, V'Nosnu Olav Beget Tcheles, V'Nosnu Olav Beget Agomon, V'Nosnu Aleim Beget Telashoni, all different type of covers placed on the Kelim. V'nirin Tvarai, and my words seem true, Shenema, because the pasuk says further on, U'minatecheles v'ragoma v'talas ashoni, from blue wool, purple wool, and red thread, also Big Day Hasrod, they made the Big Day Hasrod, l'shores pakodesh, v'lehuzka sheshi moem, shesh is not mentioned, v'imbe Big Day Kuhuna medaber, if the pasuk was referring to, the Big Day Kuhuna, lo matzinu be'echad mehem, we do not find by one, not even by one of the begotten, v'ragomon, that the beged would have argoman, purple wool, or red thread without having sheish. So the pasuk cannot be referring to the Big Day Kahuna, because why is it mentioning argoman and talashoni and not mentioning sheish? So it must be something else. What is that? It is the covers that they use b'shas masois. What is the lashon of Big Day Srod? Yesh mafarshim lashon avoid of sheiris. Some say it means service. Kitagumai levushe shimusha, coverings of service. And I do not have a word that is similar to this in the Torah. But I say, it is an Aramaic word, just like the targum on the word kloyim. The kloyim were the curtains that made up the wall that surrounded the Chatzar HaMishkan. And it is called kloyim, and it had holes in them. The curtains had many different holes. It was meshed. And targum touches on it, serodin. So anything that is meshed is called sirodin. The targum shel michbar, and the targum on the word michbar, which was a netted lattice work on the mizbeach ha-chitzoin. Also, targum says over there a lashon of sirodin. So sirod means meshed. Shehoyu arugim b'machad, because they wove it with a machad, with a needle. Asuyim nekavim with many holes. Letzidim belaz. In Laz, it is called Litzidin. So Big Day Asrod, according to the second shot, means something that has holes in it, something that is meshed. Ves Keteres Hasamim LaKodesh. Why was the Keteres Hasamim called LaKodesh? Litzarech HaKeteres HaHechel Shehu Kodesh. It was used for the Keteres that was in the Hechel, and the Hechel is called the Kodesh. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Leimor, and Hashem said to Moshe, saying, the Parsha now we are discussing is the Parsha of Shabbos. This is the sixth topic that we are mentioning since the beginning of the parasha. The parasha started off with Machzis HaShekel, and then went on to the Kir V'Kanoi, the Shemen HaMishcha, the Keteres, Bitzalel, and now the parasha of Shabbos. And it is interesting that all the parashas started off with a Dibur of Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lamer, except for the parasha of the Keteres HaSamim. In Pasuk Lamed Daled, where over there it says a Loshon Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, and over here by the parasha of Shabbos it says also Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Lamer. So all of them is a Loshon Dibur Vayadaber Hashem El Moshe Lamer, except for these two parashas where it is a Loshon of Amira, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Lamer, and by the Keteres it doesn't even say Lamer, it says Vayomer Hashem El Moshe. Or Chaim speaks about the Loshon Lamer by the Keteres. Yato, and you, even though I am commanding you to build a mishkan, Davel Bnei Yisrael Lamar, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, saying, Ach es shabsoi saitishmaru. Ach is a lashon of miyat, excluding. Exclude the binyan of the mishkan from Shabbos. on Shabbos you shall not build the Mishkan. Because Shabbos is a huge sign between me and you for your generations that I am giving Klal Yisrael my day of rest as a day of rest. Lodas, in order that the nation should know Ki ani Hashem mekadoshchem, that I am Hashem who makes you holy. Ushimartem es haShabbos, and you shall watch the Shabbos. Ki kodeshi lochem, because she is holy to you. Mechal aleha meisumas, the ones who act chulin and act in a weekday manner in its kedusha, meisumas, will be put to death. Misas bezdin, if there are edim, witnesses, and asra, and a warning. Ki kol ha'oseh b'melacha, v'nichusa hanefesh ahi mikar v'ameho, one who does melacha with edim but without asra will get curse. Sheishes yomim yos melacha, for 6 days work shall be done. Uvayom hashvi, and on the seventh day Shabbos Shabbosay, it will be a rest of rests. It will be a great rest, an important rest. And Rashi says also that the Lashon of Shabbos Shabbosay tells us that it is more of a rest than Yontif. Yontif is called Shabbosay because you are allowed to cook on Yontif. But on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, where you are not allowed to cook, it says a Lashon of Shabbos Shabbosay. Kodesh Lashem, it shall be holy. L'shem Hashem. Kol ha'oseh melacha b'yom haShabbos, mos yumas. One who does work on Shabbos will be mechuyev misa. And you have to know why it says it a second time after it already said it in Pasuk Yudalit. B'shamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, and the Yidden should watch the Shabbos. La'asos es haShabbos l'doraisam, to do the mitzvah of Shabbos for their generations. Baris olam, as a covenant forever. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael oisi li'olam, between me and the b'nei Yisrael it will be a sign forever. Ki sheishes yomim oso Hashem es haShamayim v'sa'oretz, because for 6 days Hashem created the heaven and the earth. Uvayoyim haShevi'i, and on the seventh day Shavas he rested. Vayinofash, and he restored his soul through this rest. And of course, Hashem does not need a rest, and we don't know what it means when it says that Hashem rested, but the Torah sometimes writes things in a way that a human being can't understand, and that's what it means that Hashem rested on the seventh day. It is also interesting to note that the pasuk over here says Sheishes yomim oso Hashem es haShamayim v'sa'oretz, but by the Aseres HaDibros in Parashas Yisroi over there it says Sheishes yomim oso Hashem es haShamayim v'sa'oretz es hayom v'skol haShabom. You have to know why over here it doesn't add on also es hayom v'skol haShabom. Zot Rashi Ve'ato pasuk Yud Gimel Ve'ato dabel b'nei Yisrael, and you shall speak to the b'nei Yisrael. Ve'ato and you, afal pishef karaticho, even though I appointed you litzavoisam al melechas haMishkan, to command them concerning building the Mishkan, al yakel beinecho, it shall not be light in your eyes litchois es haShabbos, that the building of the Mishkan should push aside Shabbos mipnei oisem melacha, because of that melacha. Ach es shabsoisai tishmoru, afal pishef tiu redufim uzrizin bizrizus haMelacha, even though you will run after and rush to do the melacha. Shabbos al titche miponeho, do not put Shabbos off because of the work. Kol achin v'rak in miutin, every time the Torah says a lashon of ach only or rak, miutin, it's an exclusion. L'mayit Shabbos mimelech haMishkan, to exclude the day of Shabbos from building the Mishkan. And the Mefarshim ask, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that Shabbos is excluded from the Melech HaMishkan? One is not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. We have a klal, Ein Asei Doicha Loisa Shayesh Bakaris, and a say cannot push off a lav that has a Chiv Karis attached to it. And Shabbos has a Chiv Karis. So why would I think that the Asei of building the Mishkan would be Doicha Shabbos, which is a Loisa Shayesh Bakaris? Maskel David answers that since we find that the Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan was Doicha Shabbos, a person could bring the Oilas Tomid on Shabbos, even though he is shechting and killing an animal, which is a malacha. Still, it is brought on Shabbos, so we see Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. So I might think that if Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, then building of the Mishkan should also be Doicha Shabbos, even though it's a Leis HaSheish Bakoros. Kamash Melon the Pasuk, Ach, L'mayit HaShabbos Mimalechas HaMishkan. Ki oisi beni uvenechem, it is a sign between me and you. Ois gedoylahi, it is a huge sign beinenu, between us. Shebacharti bochem, that I chose you, banchili lochem, by inheriting to you es yoy minuchos il minucha, my day of rest, that should be for you also a day of rest. Lodasa umasba, so that the nation shall know, ki ani Hashem mekadoshchem, I am Hashem who makes you holy. Moisumas, when is there a chiyuv misas bezdin in yesh eidim vasra? If you have witnesses and a warning. But if there is no warning, then menechusa. Balei hasra, without warning, there is only a chiyuv karis. Michal aleho, what does it mean, michal aleho? Hanoig v'choil b'kdushasa. One who acts in a routine way, in a weekday manner, with the kedusha of Shabbos. What is the lashon of Shabbos, Shabbosin? Menuchas margoya. An important rest, a choshev rest. Veloy menuchas aroy. Not just a temporary rest in order to rest yourself to start doing work again. Shabbos, Shabbosin. Lekach kof lu akosuk. The reason why the pasuk repeats it, loymar, to say, she'osu b'chol melacha. All work is osu. Afilu oichal nefesh, even work related to food. V'chein yom ha-kippurim, nemar boi Shabbos Shabbosin. By Yom Kippur it also says, Shabbos Shabbosin hilochem. Also b'chom alocha. It is also with all work, even oichal nefesh, even work like cooking that has to do with food. Aval yom tov, lo nemar boi kiyim b'yom ha-rishon Shabbosin, uv'yom ha-shmini Shabbosin. Over there it says, a lotion of Shabbosin. Asurim b'chom aloches avoida. It is also to do typical work. Umutarim b'maleches oichal nefesh, but you are allowed to do work that is related to food. Kodesh Lashem, Shmiras Kedushas Lashmi Uve Mitzvaysai. The watching of his Kedusha of Shabbos should be for my sake. And on the seventh day, Shabbos Vayinofash. What does Vayinofash mean? Kitagumai Vinoch, and he rested. Bechol Lashon Noifesh, every Lashon of Nofash, who Lashon Nefesh. It is a Lashon of a soul. Shemeshiv Nafshoi Unishimosai Behargioi. Mitarech HaMelocha. Because he is restoring his soul and his breath when he rests from the tircha, from the burden of the work. The one who the pasuk says in Yeshaya does not get tired, and all his work is done through his word. The pasuk writes that he rested to give the ear something that it can understand. What a person is able to hear and understand. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not actually rest, but the Torah writes resting by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just that a person can relate to that, and he should also rest in his way on Shabbos.